Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Sundown. You know, last week we talked about morning rising, and I as an Ojibwe man, I was able to go to the other side of the world, and I got to witness some things that I probably would have normally never witnessed if I wasn't over there. And one of the things I saw was that they early in the morning, no matter where they were at. I don't care if you're in the middle of the city or on the desert. They stopped. They pulled out their little blanket and they praised the morning rising of the sun. And same way with the evening time. The whole city, I was in Dubai, and the whole city just stopped. Even us, you know, we're riding along and we stopped and we met the witness, you know, all of these people. They would put out their little blankets, get out of their cars, wherever they were at, and put out their little rug. Actually, it was a little rug. And they would praise the sun going down, thanking the sun, you know, for all it's given. And we do a lot of the same things here, you know, Ojibwe Way of Life. I'd sit out in the back of my father's house and go over there with my mother and my father sometimes, just the three of us. And we'd go light our pipes and thank everything for what the sun brought that day. As it started off in the east, you know, and ended in the west. And everything under the sun, you know, that we got to appreciate it. You know, scientifically, our skin is an absorber of the vitamin D that comes out of the sun. You know, we're supposed to be out there 15 minutes of the day without a sunscreen on or anything. 15 minutes is not that long, not enough to do any really damage. And our skin is the absorber. And I recently watched the Superman movie, where, you know, that's where he gets his powers from. He reaches his hand out into the sun, you know, and he's in the shadow, and his hand pops up, and the sun hits his hand, you know, and he gets his powers from that. And that's exactly what we do. We get our power from the sun, too. Whether solar energy, those types of things. And you know, the other thing is in the morning and at night, we get to realize that there's different colors, because they bring different colors both of those times. And when the sun is overhead, it brings a bright blue all day long. But as it sets in the west, you get to see all of those colors, the reds, the purples, the pinks, the orange, you know, and all of those colors in between. The lightness of the sky, the darkness of the sky, the turning from light blue to dark blue to even darker and even darker yet. And then the sun. I mean, the other suns that are out there, which are stars, you know, speckle the night. You know, even when the moon is not out. But then the sun too, you know, it reflects off the moon in different ways, and it's beautiful. It brings a lot of things. It brings It brings a night light to the night when the moon is full. You know, and even the dark nights, you know, you can see the stars brighter. How many times have I stood out there and looked up in wonder? How many other people have? Just being in this day and age, you know, being able to take in those wonders, and when the birds are singing, and when they stop, and when they start in the morning time. And then the only thing you hear at night times, you know, sometimes are just the owls, you know. You can hear them hooting and screeching sometimes far off. But, it's a beautiful thing, you know, that we're all here. We're all under the same moon, the same stars, the same sun, the same sunrise, the same sunset, the same high noon sun. How we should all be appreciative of the energy that sun gives. It gives for all. You know, and that's a lesson in itself, you know. One energy for all. And we should be all of the same mind for all, for everybody, you know. What we're leaving for this planet, you know. Or how we're leaving, the condition we're leaving it in. We come here to be a certain way and do certain things for others, you know, and we should be appreciative of what the sun has provided for us, the Earth Mother, and be able to say to ourselves, you know, well, that's what I want to leave for my kids. And you know, we can't take anything with us. When we come here, we can only leave it a better place, you know. Not be greedy about things. Share. Care. And care for the Earth Mother. And care for what she's doing for us. You know, the clean water that we have, you know. Jeez, of course you don't leave that for somebody else. And all of the people that come up behind us. I think we should all learn a lesson from that sun, you know. And what it provides. And the Earth Mother in unison. So, Father and Mother. Imagine that. Okay, well, thanks for tuning on in. This is the Ojibwe Way of Life. And we'll talk to you again next week. Aha. Good for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today. And we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.